We will now convene the study session for the Mesa City Council, and again excuse Councilmember Richens. First item on this agenda is to hear a follow-up presentation and provide direction on funding options, including sales taxes, for public safety staffing and equipment needs and higher education projects. Candace, good to have you with us. Mr. Brady, I know you've been working hard on this.
Thank you, Mayor. So Mayor Candace will join with me in assisting me with this presentation. Just a reminder, a few weeks ago, we discussed possible options for funding both public safety needs and additional staffing, as well as options for funding higher education projects. At that time, the council gave direction to the staff to look at other options that could help us increase the amount of funding for public safety, recognizing there's a significant need to continue to increase the opportunities there to add more staffing for public safety. So we've done that. As a reminder, in 1998, and this question's come up a few times, so I inserted this slide. In 1998, the quality sales tax was approved. And since then, there has been a dedicated source for public safety. Currently, it's estimated that that amount, we received about $22.4 million in the budget this year from sales tax for public safety. So this is consistent. The idea of using sales tax to fund public safety is consistent with what with the practice we've had since 1998. So the recommendation we bring to council to consider is to increase the local sales tax by 0.4%, and that would provide annually, and again, these numbers, this is gonna change because it's sales tax, so we've kind of picked a year, probably not this year, wouldn't collect exactly $38.4 million, but pretty close. So they estimated to collect about $38.4 million each year. The sales tax, the adjusted sales tax, would provide funding for public safety projects, operations, and higher education projects. This would increase the overall sales tax rate to 2.15%. What is proposed, based on that current amount, and obviously these amounts can grow over time, but if we'll just use that $38.4 million, is estimated that each year that would provide $23.2 million for public safety. What we would propose is that in the early years of the collection of those funds, as we're phasing in the staffing for public safety personnel, is that we would use the remaining dollars, the one-time dollars, for public safety projects, facility improvements, and we're gonna show a list of those projects here. And then we would propose that over about an 8-year period that staffing would be phased in. Now, these are annual decisions that can be made by the council, so if sales tax collections come in faster, then a future council could accelerate that. But in order to kind of balance out the need between all of the facility and technology and other projects that need done in public safety, we try to find a balance that would allow us to bring on public safety personnel as fast as possible, but at the same time providing all the facility improvements that are needed. And then we would estimate that once we get to that the final phase, let's say it's 8 years out, we'd always retain a portion of the sales tax that's going to public safety for ongoing purchase of radios and what we call life cycle equipment that's always needed to support the public safety personnel. So the next slide really is just a listing of the various projects that we've identified with our with both the police and fire departments of projects that we see in a very short term a need for that kind of fall between those projects that don't quite, not all of them, some of them may qualify for a bond project, but then others that don't are almost so large that they create a huge impact on consideration inside the general fund. And so the opportunity to fund these kind of projects now really helps us out on taking pressure off of the general fund in the future. And it also allows us to do projects that wouldn't be eligible in a bond program. We've also listed projects here, for example, to help us with response time. We recognize with the growth in the southeast part of the community, that continues to put a lot of strain on our services. And just the thought that if the sales taxes are coming in, there may be an opportunity, again, council can make this decision in the near future that maybe we can accelerate the construction of the Eastmark Fire Station. We already have land identified. We have funds that have been committed by a developer for the apparatus. So it's actually ideally situated to possibly accelerate if the funding is coming in. And obviously then the sales tax would also be able to pay for the firefighters that would be staffing that fire station. And then you see there's a variety of other opportunities and projects that are listed here. I'm not suggesting that we hope we could get through all these and more, but again, it will be related to the annual collections of sales tax, and these would be decisions that would be made each year. We believe that based on the current projections, much of these projects could be done with the future sales tax. And as far as operations and personnel, we've identified that we believe over about an 8-year period, we would identify at least 58 additional sworn officers. And then we've also matched that up with support staff, because sometimes if we hire a lot of officers, but we don't have the complementary civilian staff to support them, obviously it puts constraint on the system. So in the end, it ends up with 65 additional staff, but we've kind of created the split.
Mr. Cavanaugh.
And just a question, this is over and above the additional positions we've authorized in the 16-17.
Thank you, Vice Mayor. Very good point. So in the current budget today, 12?
We added 12.
12. So the 12 plus these 58 would be the total amount over the next 8 years. Thank you for asking that. And again, we've identified the firefighters, EMTs, and paramedics to staff up the next station, which would be Eastmark. We've also identified that the opportunity to improve response times and with both firefighters. And we've also identified the community care unit staffing that we need to put those in this program, or at least identify the opportunity to staff some of those. Now, we'd like to optimistically hope that we can work on the billing system to recover as many of those revenues as possible. But we could see that we could maybe phase those in as part of this funding source also. And then training resources always continue to be a need within public safety, and we've identified those as operational needs in the future. So the nice thing is the additional $20+ million will go a long ways towards addressing in the early years the projects and the facility improvements you saw, and then about 8 years out, then we believe that we'd have the capacity to staff up most of what you see here on this slide. And then going to higher education, we've again just listed, you've seen this list before, identified the different projects related to the higher education projects at the suggestion of council. Also reserving about 10%, we came up with about a 10% reserve against fluctuations in the economy of sales tax since we're issuing debt. So about $15.2 million we believe would be sufficient to address most of the needs here that are identified on this slide under higher education projects. We've now made it, ASU buildings are no longer in two phases. It's an entire one project at one time to get all the buildings, the square footage completed at the same time. Some of these other projects, like the parking, maybe even the Mesa Center for Higher Education, those may happen later on. They're not necessarily happening in the first year. And so those are the two elements between public safety and higher education that we would propose going forward. And then just kind of a next steps, we're looking at now a deadline of June 20th to call the election and approve the ballot language for the sales tax question. And then we just put the dates in here for early voting in October 24th with a general election on November 8th. So Mayor and Council, if you have any questions, Candace will be glad to answer them.
Thank you, Mr. Cavanaugh and Mr. Thompson.
Thank you, Ms. Rady. I want to compliment you and your staff on working on this. I think the council gave some pretty clear direction to explore the options of increasing the money available for public safety. I'd ask for 0.5, but I think what you're proposing is certainly a reasonable compromise. And I also appreciate the fact that you're confirming for all of us in the public that we already do have dedicated funding for public safety that has been a tremendous boost to our efforts to maintain public safety services. And I think those of us particularly who have served on public safety committee as well, we've seen the presentation on the need for all these projects that you've proposed, and again, many of them are not suitable for bond issues, but they're critical needs for firefighters and police. So I think you've produced a very positive package of public safety improvements, and I think this is certainly worthy for the community to consider, and I hope we would move forward with it. Thank you.
Mr. Thompson.
I'd like to echo what Vice Mayor said, and congratulations for the effort and that you put forward. I think one of the things that I'm concerned about was, I know that originally when we were talking with our public safety folks, PD said that they were probably going to need about 94 individuals or 94 bodies, and that could have included the supplemental staff to go with them. And so I'm trying to figure out where the 58 number came from. And then you have the original, or you have the 12 that are included in the budget, which would put us at 70. But I thought the original number they came in with was 94. And I would like to see, especially for my district, because my district, I think, is where staffing levels are lagging. I was hoping that we would be ramped up over a five-year period instead of an eight-year period. I'd really like to see that number come down and have personnel start really phased in over a five-year period.
Thank you. Other comments? Well, let me join in. Mr. Brady, thank you for responding and to this the situation that that we've identified over really, I think, the last few months, if not the last several years, the need for additional public safety funding, certainly over the last several years. This has been a work in progress, I know, for quite a while. And it is frustrating to have unmet public safety needs. We appreciate our public safety departments. We have an elite fire department, and we have an elite police department, and we understand that, and we appreciate it, and we're committed to giving them the resources they need to continue to perform at that level and appreciate the good work they do. So this is, over the last couple of years, it's been clear to me that we have two significant needs in our community, and that is supporting our public safety personnel and then also trying to find a way to advance our community in the area of education. I think it was a year or so ago, I had a great conversation with Dr. Cowan, who during the course of that conversation, I'll never forget the words he said. He said, poverty is doing very well in Mesa, Arizona. And that's our demographic. That's growing. And the way out of that is education. And in the meantime, public safety is a dramatic and significant need. So I'm very excited about this proposal. None of us like the idea of raising taxes, but I can go to the public and explain to them that these are critical needs. This is a critically important initiative that we pass for the reasons that we all know so well. And I think if we can send the message that this is going to improve our response times, this is going to allow us to keep the community care vehicle a program, which is a national leader and which is we're also proud of. It's a better, faster, cheaper way of providing public safety. This is going to make a significant impact, adding 70 new police officers over the next handful of years is a dramatic step up and will be looked back on for decades as a real response to a need in our community that I'll be very proud to be a part of. The thing that scares me a little bit, and I think I wish Councilmember Richens was here because he raised it when we talked a week or two ago, is the fact that we are very dependent on sales tax in this community. We are one of the few large cities in the United States that doesn't have a primary property tax. So when the economy goes down, we are very much subject to that. And that's why I'm comfortable with the slight increase in the amount, because it does allow us to hedge just a little bit. It allows us to accelerate if the economy continues to improve. But if we go back into a downturn, I think we can avoid a financial crisis because we have a little bit of a cushion there. So for all the reasons that we all understand so well, again, I echo my support for this proposal. Mr. Luna.
I also want to thank Mr. Brady and staff for putting this proposal together. I think I spent the better part of my morning yesterday calling my colleagues and public safety personnel. about what their needs were, and they all echoed the same thing. Your proposal certainly solidified that, and they want quicker response time. We are stretched to the limit. We need to be able to respond to our community as it continues to grow. This growth has our communities have really expanded. I spoke to the commander yesterday about both District 5 and District 6. It's a large area to cover, and we just do not have enough personnel. And the other thing is training. Training is very important. I come from an education background. We're constantly training, and we want to make sure that we equip our public safety personnel with the right training techniques that they need in order to be effective. And I want to compliment them because they're certainly very competent. They do a good job of what they have, but we can always be better. And I know that they're asking for that type of training. And I also appreciate the synergy between higher education. The whole thrust in this is workforce development. That's why I'm pushing for this. I think it's important that we continue to work with our universities. ASU coming into the fold is certainly going to be very exciting because at the end of the day, we want an educated workforce, and this will provide that opportunity. So I appreciate my colleague, Vice Mayor Kavanaugh, for pushing the envelope. I was a little skeptical at first because it certainly it is a sales tax, but I think we've reached a good agreement, and I appreciate that. And there are a lot of needs in our community, and hopefully the community will respond and support this effort.
Mr. Kavanaugh.
Thank you. And again, another important factor to consider that since 1998, over the last 18 years, we haven't let the dedicated public safety funding there limit the council or the city's ability to add other positions in public safety. Each year, staff and council obviously are going to look at forecasted revenues and needs for the community. And depending on what the issues are in that particular budget year, this does not prevent the city from accelerating the hiring of officers or adding additional officers above the positions identified in this proposal. So I think this helps provide a baseline that as we did in 1998, but I know that the from year to year revenues, grants, other things will change, needs will change, both within public safety and police and fire. And each year I think the council and staff will have the ability to evaluate that, to look to see whether we have the capacity to go above and beyond what is dedicated. Thank you, Mayor.
Thank you. Mr. Thompson.
Chris, I know you ran the numbers and we're looking at what's the payback on the debt service on this?
So that's the amount, the 15.2, well, 13.8 actually. The 15 was the 10% more. So that the number there at the bottom of slide 8, 13.8, if all of that were to be financed, it would be about $13.8 million debt service payment.
And how long would that take to?
20 years.
20 years? Okay. I struggle because, again, I go back to, I don't mind pushing something out to our voters because ultimately I think it's the right of the voters to decide whether they want to tax themselves. The part that I really struggle with is again, it goes back to our public safety. And I know that there's a lot of needs when it comes to, the CCV. I love the idea of keeping the CCV up and running. I think that's a crucial part. It's shown that it saves money for our citizens and the staffing, the response times, the response times, especially in my district, are starting to go up slightly. And that worries me. The 58 positions, it's hard for me to say, yeah, let's throw, 23.2 million out there for public safety, but we're only gonna put 58 officers on the streets. To me, that doesn't quite get us there. And for me, I can't personally look at the citizens in my district and say for 23 million, I'm only gonna give you 58 officers. Especially over an 8-year period. I mean, we're struggling right now. What's 8 years going to look like when Cadence is fully up and developed, and what's eSmart going to look like when it's completely developed, and as we start getting more and more businesses coming into the city, it's going to stretch those time frames. So I really struggle with only putting 58 sworn officers on the street over an 8-year period for $23 million. And for me, I'm going to have a little more, I think, to get over that hurdle.
Mr. Finter.
Well, I appreciate Councilmember Thompson's concerns. You know, I was hoping we get it sooner than later. But for Mr. Brady, this doesn't prevent future councils from coming in and saying, you know, you kind of just set a baseline or a foundation. Future councils, it's all about those four votes. If they come in and say, sir, we want you to get more people here, and more police officers out in the street, they can accomplish that, right? You're going to follow that direction?
Yeah, Mayor, yeah, well, yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, it is, it's a math issue. The sales tax will be what the sales tax is at 0.4%. Mm-hmm. Council will know what that is, and council can make the decision. If council wanted to hire all, whatever, 50 or so officers in 1 year, I'm not sure I'd like that pool of candidates, but you could do that. But it means that then the list of improvements and facilities they won't get done, and they'll get pushed out. And one of the challenges I think we always have to think about is that balance between staffing is absolutely important, but if you have a lot of staff, but you have crappy facilities and your equipment doesn't work and you don't have the training resources to help them, then you've got a lot of manpower, but you don't have the support behind them. And I think we're getting close to seeing that in some of our facilities. And so we were just trying, and this is a tough decision, but as we talked with our the chiefs in both departments, you know, as much as they want a lot of people, they recognize they need to have some of these other improvements. And they're very difficult price tags to put in the general fund. And many of them don't fit, are not eligible under a bond package. They just don't meet that requirement. So we were just trying to find a balance. Now, as the vice mayor said, future councils can say, great, that's what's coming from the sales tax. We want to supplement it and add another three or four officers in a particular year. We've been doing that since 1998. We have not only hired the officers that were funded in 1998. So every council, every year, will have that option to do that. We were just trying to find a balance based on the experience that we see today and recognizing we continue to have these deferred projects that keep getting put off because they don't fit inside the general fund and they're not eligible for the bond program. So,
thank you. So to me, it seems like we're assimilating and adding as much public safety personnel as we can reasonably do at any given time. And if we can accelerate that over, if financially and for other reasons we can accelerate that, great. But the only thing I know for sure is I don't know for sure what future is going to be. And so a year or two or three from now, I think those city councils will be in a better position than we are right now to dictate exactly how many police officers get hired each year over the next few years. Yes, Mr. Cavanaugh.
So, Ms. Brady, would it be appropriate this morning for a motion from the council to move forward to place this on our agenda for the...
So, 20th? Mayor, Council, I think it's... I believe I hear direction to put this on the... agenda for the 20th. You'll see it again on the 16th. So we'll have one more opportunity to discuss it on June 16th, but we'll move forward with the assumption, and Mr. Smith here will be finalizing the ballot language to include the 0.4. I'm not hearing that of question. And really the issues of appropriating the dollars and how those are future council questions that can be determined later. I think what the main objective today is to make sure council is comfortable moving forward. I think it's important to understand that, well, obviously under the premise that it is the 0.4, and then I think it's important also to just understand, at least from the higher education side, that kind of becomes, that number won't move if, you know, we need that number for the debt service payment. When I say it doesn't move, it'll be determined by the debt service, but we're allocating that, and everything beyond that kind of falls out for public safety. So if we can, if that's the sense of the council, we can work with that and put it on the June 16th agenda. If that's, I think that's probably
the study session.
Study session. We'll have the draft agenda for the 20th.
Okay.
Okay. So we'll move forward in that direction.
Great. Thank you. So, so that's our schedule. That kind of takes the drama out of next Thursday. So, spoiler alert. You know, here's what we're doing next Thursday. But I think that's great. It's good to have a path and know where we're headed. So, and this will be for adoption on the 20th. Correct, Mr. Brady? Thank you. All right, Council. If there's no other comments. The next item on our agenda for this meeting is information pertaining to the current job order contracting projects. Are there any questions regarding those projects? Hearing none, the next item is acknowledging receipt of minutes from the Museum and Cultural Advisory Board. Been moved and seconded. Thank you. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Thank you. That motion passes. Next item is hear reports on meetings and conferences attended. Council, anything you'd like to share with us? Thank you to the Vice Mayor for covering the meeting last Monday. I'll report that I had a great time at Boy Scout camp. I think I got citizenship in the community. I'm this close. Thank you for allowing me to do that. Next item is scheduling for future meetings and general information. Mr. Brady.
Thank you, Mayor. There'll be a public safety meeting following study session today. And our, as just mentioned, our next study session will be Thursday, June 16th.
Thank you. Is there a motion to adjourn? Thank you. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Thank you. We are adjourned.